Okay, so here I go. I'm back on the road here again this week. In the van, I'm J.R. Diggs, on my way to pick up a guest to interview. He's a legendary comic. His name is David Alan Greer. Almost out of gas, actually. I just looked down at the gauge. I'm driving along here and I realized I better stop and fill the tank up before I start talking about this week's podcast. And that's okay anyways, because I should set up the mics in the back there and be pulled over. Okay, so continuing where I left off, but I'm parked over in a little empty lot here. There's nothing here but some weeds and a gas station about 100 yards away. No pizza. There's none of that. I'm gonna have to stop at some point eventually to eat, because I've got a little bit of a trek ahead of me this week, picking up this week's guests or hooking up with or meeting up with David Alan Greer. But let me finish my thank you to Pizza Pizza before I talk about David Alan Greer and his career and how this happened and what the plan is for the podcast this week. Pizza Pizza is sponsoring the podcast, and I couldn't be more thrilled and excited to tell you guys that they are happy with how things are going, and they're continuing to feed me. And even really the put some gas in the tank. So a full sponsorship by Pizza Pizza is very much appreciated. So next time you want to eat some pizza, you know who to go to. Pizza Pizza. They've got those Pizza Pizzas everywhere. I guarantee you in the next town, there's going to be a Pizza Pizza. I'm out just kind of off the highway here. There's not as many Pizza Pizzas on the highway as you might like there to be, but come on, Pizza Pizza, get some your places out here on all on the highways and interchanges. We call them highways. I guess in the U.S. they're interchanges. I think that's a difference. I have nobody to talk to and ask that question to, because I'm by myself again this week. And figuring out still how I'm working the audio. I hope this sounds good. It's been a few weeks now on my own doing it since I left the studio with Adam and Jordan. And thanks again to those guys for, you know, kicking off the podcast, really, really making it possible, because I believed that I could do it, because they were helping me. And we were in the studio for the first few weeks, and then the van got fixed up, and I guess I had a little bit of enthusiasm and liked what was happening, and now I'm out here by myself. Not sure if I'm going to like what's happening, because I don't know how this is going to go with me just on my own, but that's how it's got to be, because the guys can't just drop everything when I get a whimsical idea like, hey, let's take this long drive and track down somebody I kind of know and have some connections to, and it has agreed to maybe come on the podcast. He's a comic and a legendary one at that, David Alan Greer, which is a little different than the music acts, I guess, and the guests that I've had in the first, how many, six, I guess, podcasts now. I don't want to talk too much more about that and be able to just to move on and move forward here with enthusiasm about being able to get a different type of guest. I just realized, though, that somebody had tweeted me and said that they are enjoying the music podcast that I'm doing. But it's not I guess it was turning into that after, if you do that every week, if it's a music act and a performance that I had, musical performance last couple of weeks from in the van here. So I was determined this week to make sure that that doesn't become exactly what the podcast is. I'm sure it'll be a lot of music acts because I like music. And I like lately writing music. That's kind of my thing. And you probably, if you listen to the Jim Cuddy interview and how I tracked down him a couple different times so that I could ask him how to write a song. My collaboration with Jim Cuddy went great. People been asking, you know, how's the Jim Cuddy I'm Acting Slutty song going? I didn't act slutty. I mean, with Jim Cuddy. I was just inquisitive and curious about how to write a song, and he helped me with that and my style, and I had this wig that he didn't think was a good idea, but I still have it with me, and I'm probably going to end up putting it on again because I have this idea in the back of my head that collaborating with people, writing songs would be fun. And I want this to be fun. So maybe we can get some sort of song collaboration with David Alan Greer. Comics always like writing songs and they like music. And I want to run this idea off of him when I track him down because, yeah, we have this potentially fantastic guest on the podcast this week. Now, I say potentially because I know where he is. We've had a little bit of communication about the possibility, if he has time, to come on the podcast and hook up with me. But it's a little bit unsure and unclear how this is all going to really work out. Which is also why I didn't, maybe it's a good idea that I kind of do these things on my own. So I'm not dragging, you know, Jordan and Adam or anybody else who eventually maybe wants to help out as a producer or, you know, audio engineer or something because they realize how much help I actually need on this podcast. But dragging people around the countryside with me in a van to maybe have a guest or an interview, I don't know. Does that just, I would feel bad when things don't work out. And in my career and in life, so many times things haven't, that's probably the case. But I don't want to discourage you guys listening right now, like to think that this isn't going to work out. I'm a pretty determined guy and I am on my way to hook up with this week's guest. So I've got a plan, which hopefully is a good thing to hear, and hopefully I can find my way here. And one of the ways that I'm going is with this, you know, writing songs with the guests. When you get some legendary advice from a guy like Jim Cuddy on how to write a song and how to look and what to do to write a hit song, it's a good place to start. And David Alan Greer, he's probably, I don't know if he's written any songs. He's been singing some songs. He's been in some plays. He's done a bunch of theater. In Living Color, I mean, he probably did some skits with the dancers. And I'm sure he's had some funny songs or experiences with that. He did a movie with Eddie Murphy. And Eddie Murphy wanted to be a singer. A lot of comics end up wanting to be singers, it seems like, or like writing songs. And I guess I'm not a comic, but I like comedy and comics and funny stuff. And I like writing music and music. So I'm combining it all on the podcast here. And that's kind of the plan, the theme. Something is starting to shape up as a theme of this podcast. And I'm going to go with it. I'm going to go with this wig and a full tank of gas and meet up with David Alan Greer. But Wow. I wonder how he likes the heat, because it is freaking hot in the van. There's no air conditioning, and you can't run it anyways because it's so loud. That's why I'm pulled over, because even the engine noise I'm finding by listening back to last couple podcasts is a little bit loud. It's better to pull over like this and just speak clearly into the mic. And so, shut the van here, and I'm going to jump back into the driver's seat now and continue on down the road. And with any luck, the next thing you hear will be me talking to David Alan Greer. Oh, yeah. It's time to get serious for just a second here, everybody. Maybe sit down like I ambushed you. I found somebody who's finally worthy of writing a song about. And his name, he's famous. Greg, shit. Sorry, dude. It's not even some hair, real hair.
Right?
It's a wig.
Yeah.
Where was I?
You're introducing me?
Oh, David Alan Greer.
Hey, what's up, man? How are you doing?
Bobby Badink, stage name, rock name, Bobby Badinko Band. Do you like that? Or no, should I?
Your last name is Band?
No.
Bobby Badinko.
Yes, the Bobby Badinko Band.
Okay.
And
right, that'll work.
And then I call myself when I'm on stage when I'm a rock star.
Mm-hmm.
It's just Bobby to you.
Have you ever called yourself BB?
BB?
You know, Bobby Badinko.
BB. You could.
BB Badinko.
It'd be like the friends that I make, the celebrity friends that I make when I'm a rock star. They call me BB.
Wouldn't go that far with the friend thing, but.
Yeah, hey. But celebrity.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
But we could be friends. If I'm a big rock star, you'd be friends with me.
Let me ask you something. Did you smoke a pipe? Like a guy smokes? Because you smell like grandpa pipe tobacco.
No, this is straight up.
Dude, look at that pink car, man.
Mm-hmm.
Pink car is crazy.
See, you're the one. Have you been smoking?
No.
I don't see any
I'm
pink cars.
I'm all over the place. Here we go.
There's no pink cars.
Here we go. So, you're Bobby, seeing... what's cracking, man? What's going on?
I'm
going
to write a song about one of the most legendary comics.
Thank you.
One of my favorite funny men of all time. And I don't know if he's going to let me or not, but I don't even give a...
Hey,
shit.
Whoa. I'm with you.
Oh, yeah.
I'm with you.
You're going to let me do it, right?
Absolutely.
I got comfort. Sometimes, if I'm not having sex with chicks backstage, I get angst.
Let me ask you something. Has there been somebody famous where you said, look, I want to honor you?
Yeah.
In words and music, and they said no?
You're not going to say no, are you?
No, I'm just asking. Was there any... No, who's going to say no to that?
Yeah.
I'm really flattered.
Yeah, a song about David Alan. Should it be more rock?
I want, now, I hope you listen to me and honor my request.
Right.
I want hard rock, shredding. I'm going to be specific. I want speed metal.
Yeah? Is that your thing? Move the camera around a lot when he's talking.
Like that. Whoa.
Sorry.
There was a bug. There was a bug. There was a real bug.
I felt that, though.
Yeah, there was a real bug.
Nobody would think that if I'm going to write a David Alan Greer song, it's going to be...
No. I want you to write a, is this going to be a legitimate song?
No, it's going to be a rock song. It's going to be like a, I know that I'm coming off, am I coming off unprofessional probably with the wig and the extra energy that
I'm. Do you want me to be honest?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm not going to, you know, you're cool, man, you're cool. I don't want to, you know what I'm saying?
People should know this.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I don't give a shit about what you people on the couches think. I don't care if you're sitting at your kitchen table right now. It's a celebrity that says I'm cool, so I must be cool.
Well, here's what it is. You know what? You're totally different than any other person who's ever interviewed me. So that's a unique quality.
Yeah.
You know, like, because you haven't asked a question.
No.
You're not really paying attention to me, you know?
Yeah, I direct my own videos.
Wow.
I write my own music.
Uh-huh.
I should get to know you a little bit before I write the song.
Okay, all right.
You were on, time to get serious.
That's how I started this. Yeah, 2 minutes, because I got to get to my sound.
I thought we were friends and we were just hanging out.
No, we are. We're cool. Yeah. Friends do that. You never told a friend, like, look, hey, I got to get up out of here.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know.
You got any good stories about doing bitches backstage at comedy shows?
Well, I don't know if this would be the right moment. I'm currently going through a divorce. That could be used against me.
Yeah. Don't do that. Don't bring me into...
You know what I mean? You don't want to get in that train.
No.
You know, so... backstage, you're saying,
specifically? Yeah, this has to be backstage, because then it's like a rock show.
Yeah.
You could open for me if my band ever gets big enough. You could open. Comics used to do that.
Yeah, not a lot of that. I mean, you know, comedy clubs, there's a fat waitress and drunk chicks.
I like the fat ones.
Yeah, well,
the drunker
like
they are, I like them even better.
Call them the chunky bufunkies. Chunky bufunkies, you know. Chunky bufunkies. Chunky funks.
I could incorporate that into the lyrics.
You could.
Chunky
buff funky, chunky buff funky,
chunky buff funky. Chunky buff funky. No, you got it. No, that's not. No, don't do that. Chunky buff funky. You say about that, like, rare.
Yes, but yell it really passionately.
Scream it out?
Yes, really. If you're going to, you know, I'm just saying, I think you have a lot of potential. I see you,
right,
Bobby, and I see so much growth here. But
yeah. No
you
growth here, bro.
You've got to.
I go
saying,
on straight.
I'm saying navel high, but I'm saying you got to throw yourself into this project.
Have you ever done a character where you had a wig and the hair constantly gets in your mouth?
Yeah.
Well, which one?
The it's happened a couple times.
Yeah. Seriously.
None of my go-to characters.
What are some of your favorite characters? People don't even know
interview
who David
guy.
Allen is. If you do, you should turn the channel right now, you bunch of little shit.
Whoa, pisses, why are you? Pisses. Come on.
Oh, yeah, I get angry sometimes.
All right, calm it down.
You
man.
Got me speed
whoa,
metal.
Whoa. Okay, let's calm it
chill
down.
Out.
You're alienating your audience, and I don't like that.
Screw you.
What?
People.
Why?
Well, I'm not a rock star.
Yeah, but they're going to turn the channel. Who wants to see, like, don't
if
watch
if you're not
this.
A chick, then get out of my life.
Oh, boy.
Hot, chunky.
Okay. Let's
funky.
Ask one question. Just ask me one. What do you really want to know?
What the shit happened, man? There were two black news.
All right. Now I'm going to repeat. Hold on. I'm going to repeat what you just asked me.
Do you guys know he was on In Living Color, right?
Yes.
And then a bunch of movies.
Yes. Yes. Very specific in terms.
Which one was your favorite one?
Movies.
He's a movie star.
Which one was my favorite one to make? I'm gonna say Boomerang was really fun to make.
Yeah.
Because Eddie Murphy, Martin Lawrence, they're good friends.
Yeah.
We laughed all day, you know, that kind of stuff. Yeah, it's good. That was pretty much fun to
make. Were there lots of chicks around when there was, because it was Martin Lawrence, Eddie Murphy, and you?
Well, Eddie
those
was,
are
I was married.
Those are chocolate chick magnets.
There were a lot of very beautiful extras. I'll put it like that. Very beautiful.
Yeah?
Yes. How did you?
I was married.
I was married. I was married, and when I'm married, I don't, you know, cheat. I don't mess around.
No, you're not married now, though, bro.
I'm not. Well, I am still legally, but you know, I'm off the chain. If you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Right. You know what I mean. Bah! There you go, man.
We should make up a
there
new.
There you go.
I gotta go. Okay, one sec. First though.
I gotta go.
Chocolate news.
Uh huh. Well, the black news is that you called it.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's this?
I'm a rocker. How do I know?
Okay.
How do I know?
Anything else? Keep it going.
No, name me some other stuff that you've done or tell these
people. Well, I've done.
That you'd like to do.
Well, I would like to do.
No, stuff you'd like to do in your career so far that I can write about.
I did. Wait a minute.
I want to write about you, a song about you. So it's all got to be about
something that I would like. Okay.
All the things you've done in your career.
Okay. I've done Broadway. I've done Broadway.
No, you're not.
I've done film.
I know you have.
I've done
lots of movies. Name me two.
Comedy.
Yeah. What do you mean you've done comedy? You took comedy and you killed it hard.
Whoa.
You're funny.
Whoa. Okay.
No, you are, right? You think sometimes. You think I'm going to write a song about somebody who I don't think is
maybe,
a legend in comedy?
Maybe, because I'll tell you right now, anger fuels a lot of creativity.
Right.
As a matter of fact, you're going to write songs about a lot of people you hate.
Uh-huh.
The people you're not going to write a song about is people you don't really care about.
I love you, man.
Okay.
But I'm still writing a song about you.
Awesome. Let's do it. Come on. Yeah.
How's it gonna
ow.
Go?
Ow. Sorry. Ow. Ow.
Sorry.
Controlling the energy.
Hey, will you be in the video?
I can't because I got to go to my sound check.
Bullshit.
You're go on tour with me and be in the video.
I can't write this second.
But you will, though.
I will if we
reschedule.
Like,
we'll probably give you $100,000.
Okay, all right, okay. All right, so one last question, because I got to go. And you know, I wanted to talk to you, Bobby. I mean, I'm, you don't know this. I've been a big fan of yours.
Yeah, I know. And, I know that. Who the hell isn't a big fan of mine by now?
And I think this thing is going to drop, you know, that project. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
That we spoke about, you know where. Hold on. Okay. I think it's really going to do big things.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I'm just happy to be a part
of
it.
You're going to be in it. You're gonna be seeing a lot more of this guy than you don't even know we're talking about, you people.
Top secret.
They don't even know what the F we're talking about. You and I know, though.
We do, because we're here. We're here, see?
We're here and we're here. What's your favorite part of a woman?
My favorite part? Well, here's my favorite part is when you have, like, a new girl.
Yeah. Nude?
No, a new girl.
I like them nude.
Hold on. The first time
you
peel those panties off,
then
you're going somewhere for the first time. It's like, here we go, down in the canyon. There you go. I like that.
I think we might call the song Down in the Canyon.
Whoa. Down in the canyon. All right, I got to go. I really do got to go because I'm late. Okay. Bobby, I love what
go,
you do.
I'm going to go right to the recording studio right effing now and
That's
then record this.
That's your van?
I'm getting right in the van right there.
Okay.
I should have got you in the van, but you're scared to get in the van.
That's good. You know what? This is outdoors, a beautiful day, you know?
Yeah, it's a David Allen Greer song, everybody, and it's gonna drop real effing soon.
Ow. Again. I'll see you later, man. Good stuff.
Okay, back in the van here. Is microphone on?
Can you guys hear me okay out there on this bigger microphone that I have? Hope so. Speaking into it here in the van. And that was David Allen Greer on the podcast. Whatever that was. It was too hot is what it was to get him to have him in the van. So we just sat outside the van over in the fresh air and he had somewhere he had to go. He's a busy guy. He just kind of found a little bit of time for me, which is great of him because I came all this way to meet up with him. So I appreciate that. Whoa, one sec here. Dropping the other microphone that I had. But so that was fun. It's just sweltering hot in the van and he was like, why do we have to be sit in the stinking hot van? Can't we just sit in this nice little bench over here where there's a cool breeze? And so that's what we did. And I wore a wig and pretty much acted like an idiot. But I don't know. I felt maybe pressure to try to be funny. Because he's a one of my favorite comics, really. Or if I had to name a list, he would certainly be on it. Because I remember him from so long ago, and Living Color, and super funny dude, and just has done so many things over the years. He's kind of stood the test of time, and then I just wrote a song with him or about him. I'm going to write a song about him, apparently. That's what I end up saying, doing in my new persona. I don't know if you caught that. Bobby Bedinko. I've been thinking a lot ever since the Jim Cuddy collaboration. I've been thinking I should do an album and then have a cool sounding name. The Bobby Bedinko Band. See, I like that. It's got a little bit of mystery to it, maybe. And then I can do whatever I want. And so far, I've collaborated with two pretty famous, interesting, cool people. And I'm working on my look and getting their advice. And I don't know if I should have done a more extensive interview or not with David Alan Greer, but they just that's what happened. And I suppose I could track him down again and ask him to do a more of an interview or a lengthier interview. But hi, how you doing? I'm podcasting.
No way.
Yeah. Did you want to say hi to people?
Hello, people.
They're listening on the internet.
No, wait, the internet?
Yeah.
Is that the new thing?
No. And we just, you ever heard of David Alan Greer?
David Alan Greer.
No.
I'm not familiar, though.
But no, you haven't,
maybe,
no.
Okay.
No. Where are you from?
Sweden.
You're from Sweden?
I'm from Sweden.
I wonder if they know, do you have black people in Sweden?
There are some of them.
There are? Yeah. Not very many?
Not very many.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Sweden, that's like Matt Sundin?
Borg,
yeah.
Forsberg.
Which bands are from Sweden?
Hammerhead.
Hammerhead?
No. Hammerhead.
People can't really hear you, but here, like, just take this, hold this little mini microphone, and
Hammerhead, Hammerfall.
No, but what bands are from? You're just passing by. I do a podcast from my van here. I'm J.R. Diggs.
Hi, I'm Andre.
Andre, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
And I interviewed like a really famous comic. His name is, I was going to say he's black, but he is black, but it's just that I don't know why I think Sweden is such a white country.
Because it is.
Yeah, maybe that's why. Maybe that has something to do with it. And so he's a famous comic, and he's been around forever and ever, and I wrote a song with him. I love music. I'm all about music these days. Do you like music?
Sometimes.
So isn't there a famous band from Sweden though?
Yeah, there's a ton of them. Like,
who's the most famous?
Well, have you heard of ABBA?
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Right. what would be a famous song from ABBA?
Dancing Queen, maybe.
Oh yeah, can you sing any of that?
No, I cannot.
No.
Well, everyone.
Oh, ABBA, they're a big band.
They're huge.
Yeah. So anybody else from there that I would know?
Let's see. Roxette.
Here, put the mic. Yeah. That's it. Yeah. That's a good spot. Yeah. Roxette. Oh yeah. Roxette.
Roxette.
The blonde spiky haired girl.
There you go.
She was hot. I remember her in the '80s. Was it? Yeah.
In the '80s.
Right.
The Cardigans.
I never heard of them.
No.
Oh, the Cardigans. They're the newer band. The Cardigans.
No.
Are they newer?
No, they're kind of like the
90s. I'm thinking of. Yeah. 90s. The Cardigans. I don't know if I know them or not. Would I like them? Maybe I'll have a Swedish influence.
Yeah.
On the podcast.
Yeah.
On the song.
Yeah.
A Swedish, but it would have to sound more like ABBA, do you think? To be Swedish?
No. Everything that's produced in the States are now produced by a Swedish producer.
Really?
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
Drake?
Well, I don't know about that. we're talking pop here.
Really? Yeah. Why? Why is that? Why did that happen? Is that true?
Yeah. It all started with NSYNC and Backstreet Boys.
And they have a Swedish producer?
Yeah, it's all Swedish.
Come on.
Yeah.
Is that true?
Yeah, that is true.
Did you want to come in and sit down, or do you want to stand there?
No,
it's kind of hot in the van.
Yeah, well, I got to go in like 5 minutes.
Okay, so. Well, you can go. I don't want to disrupt your day because we should probably carry on anyways.
Okay. Cool.
But it was good to meet you, Andre, right?
Nice to meet you.
Okay, and thanks for coming on the podcast.
Okay.
And maybe I'll do kind of a Swedish vibe to this. Is deaf metal? Hold the microphone. Is deaf metal like speed metal? Is that big in Sweden at all?
That's big, but
it is big.
Heavy metal is big.
Yeah, well, David Alan Greer wants speed metal. The song I'm writing about him, he wants it to be speed metal.
Okay, I don't know about speed metal, but I know hard rock
is
metal
big.
Is big.
So that could be a Swedish style David Alan Greer song.
It could be.
I'm gonna try to have a career in music because I haven't been able to have a career anywhere else or do anything else. Successfully in my life.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah. Okay, well, I'll let you go.
Okay.
Seems like you gotta go.
Yes.
Or you just don't believe this is a real podcast and I'm interviewing famous people and guests. You know what? Speaking of music, and we were right there.
Okay.
The very first collaboration, I did like a collaboration with this David Alan Greer comic. He's a legendary, well-known comic that obviously isn't very popular in Sweden.
No.
But I don't know if you've ever heard of Dane Cook or not. He was the very first comic I ever met and collaborated with in music.
Okay.
It's kind of a theme that I'm working on for this podcast week after week now.
Yeah.
Or at least a couple of the weeks. And so I'll say goodbye to you and thanks. Nice to meet you. But people listening, because this is a real podcast, I promise. This is a real podcast.
Okay.
They're going to listen right now to some audio I'm going to insert and inject into this podcast of the first collaboration I ever had with a comic or anybody with respect to me writing music. And it was with Dane Cook. He's a really famous, really, really well-known comic at the time that I ran into him. And we wrote a song together, and it sounded like this. You can't hear it, but people listening to the podcast, they're going to hear it, right?
Bye.
Bye-bye. Now. Yeah, this is Dane Cook.
Multifaceted.
He's touching his buttocks.
Here we go.
And people probably want to see that on the internet. You're touching your buttocks.
All right.
Do they? Okay. What do they want to see from you on the internet now?
I think people on the internet, you know, when you get on the internet, everybody's got like a dual persona.
Yeah.
You know, they have a screen
name that's
not
two
really
personas.
Them. Yeah. You know,
two characters.
People get on there and they just want to, you know, be crazy. Some of their email requests that I get are quite out there. And so,
what
yeah,
if you fulfilled one of those? Has anybody ever emailed you and said,
in people's houses?
You did?
Yeah. One time a guy wrote me, he's like, I would love it if you came to dinner with my family. And he lived three towns over and the address was on there. I went over to his house.
Yeah.
The look on that family's face was spectacular.
We wanted to get you in the van. You know, I brought my plant from the van, and we drive around and try to find a guest, and look who we found this week.
All right, where's the van?
It's out in the parking lot.
Where the F is the van, as I would say?
I would love to take you out to the van. You're probably never going to have time to do that. Want to go to the van?
They're not going
to
let me go to the van. I don't think
It's not enough time to go to the van, but we should get out of the van for you. You're more popular than porn. Dane Cook is more popular than porn.
Maybe I should put some porn on my site to bring porn back.
Or you could have just attached that to your actual nipple, the microphone, and it would be like porn.
This is very tight.
Well, it would hurt, but I mean, but you don't do the real provocative stuff.
Oh, I can be quite edgy. I can get lewd and lascivious up there sometimes, you know, Mike?
What does lewd and lascivious even mean?
It means that, you know, you get a little bit, you go out there, you get a little salacious.
Mm, what does salacious mean?
You know, you get a little dirty, you get a little blue.
Oh, yeah, dirty. People can understand that. Yeah.
So my comedy runs quite a few different lanes of the highway. You know, you get the silly, you get the irreverent, you get the wry, and then sometimes you get the late night blue vulgar stuff. So,
and it's awesome that you're talking about going on the highway because the whole show is from a van.
It's from the van. See, I'm trying to tie that in.
That's how good.
I got a mileage joke that I'm going to hit you with in a second.
See, yeah, do you?
I'm running on empty today. But I feel
you're
like
not even telling jokes. We're just hanging out and talking in a bar.
That's it.
Right? What do you do to
are.
Relax? Anything fun to relax that people want to know about?
I play guitar. I like.
We'll get you to play guitar. You and me will do a little
video games. I do some video gaming.
Any massages or do you do any?
Shiatsu deep tissue.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm a receiver.
You are?
Spa-style facial, like to keep the skin clean, you know, very relaxing.
Because you do, but you have a big cut on your eyebrow.
This scar here was a bed frame with no mattress or box spring, 4 years old, gank right in.
Wow.
This one that starts here, you can kind of see it through the hairline, 78 stitches, German Shepherd attacked me, same year.
78?
4 years old, not a good year.
Really?
Yeah.
4 years old, it was
yeah,
the bad year?
Old German Shepherd in bed frame.
Okay, one sec. Dane's got to keep going because everybody wants a piece of Dane Cook, but the only one that has him right now is J.R. Diggs. I wasn't going to touch you or kiss you or like that.
I'm very comfortable with my sexuality.
No, but I'm not, though. makes me feel uncomfortable touching someone. I don't know why I did that. We'll get my guitar and we'll do a little Dane and Diggs
jam session or something?
Well, we'll start a band, you and me. We'll come up with a name.
All right, J.R.
And it's, what do we call it? Should we, it's Dane and Diggs or
what about the Van Dwellers?
Van Dwellers?
The Van Dwellers.
The Van Dwellers.
The Van Dwellers.
Yeah, I like it. Now, should I be behind you more? Or,
no, I'm just going to give you a jam.
How about I'll just do this? You do this, you play, and I'll just dance.
All right, here we go.
Because I don't want to.
Move that plant.
Oh, yeah.
Christmas plant. Come see us with the Van Dwellers. We're going to be coming to a city near you. I guess
it's Dane and Diggs. They're called
Van Dwellers.
It's Dane and Diggs.
Dane and Diggs.
They're called the
Van Dwellers.
Certainly I'm not the star, cause Dane Cook is, but together we are.
Van Dwellers.
Van Dwellers. So that was Dane Cook and I with my very first ever collaboration. I thought maybe that was a good idea to put that into this week's podcast. If I end up doing this album, this music album that I'm kind of creating and writing, I'll probably include that song too. So why not have it as part of the podcast, even though it's a little bit of a little bit old now, and a couple years back, it was the first musical collaboration, and with a comic, and so that was fun. I remember that well. Maybe some of you will as well, who used to watch my little late night TV show, and the van broke down. I remember the van broke down on my way to meet up with Dane Cook, and that's why it got cut short, our interview and the time that I was going to spend with him. But the van's running pretty good now. I'm going to pull over, though, here, because I want this podcast to wrap up and conclude safely. Although my hands are both on the wheel here, it just sounds better, and I can focus a little bit more on saying goodbye in the back of the van. So let me just pull into this kind of like area right here. Just hang tight here. No editing required, I don't think, right now. Let me just kind of get the van stopped. And then, okay. And then let me just open up the doors here, because I want to get some fresh air in a little bit, because it's incredibly hot. And thanks for listening, everybody. It's a good little break here. I've got to find a pizza. Somewhere in this little town where I am, there's got to be one. There's a pizza everywhere, isn't there? And we all love the pizza. And if you don't yet, then you should. And you should tell me that you love it, and at them or whatever you do on the social media. And probably I can find a way to get you some free pizza. I'll bet you I can. They're good folks, and happy to be sponsoring the podcast. So I couldn't be more thrilled about that. And the guest this week was David Alan Greer. How exciting was that? I mean, I don't know if it was or not. I don't even know what I did. Well, I kind of went off the rails. I didn't know what I was doing. I wasn't maybe as prepared as I should have been. I seemed confident, I know, at the beginning of the podcast that I was going to meet up with him and we were going to spend some time together. But in the back of my mind, I really didn't think it was going to work out. I just didn't want to tell you guys that, because then you'd just stop listening right away, and then you wouldn't have found out. But I did actually get to hook up with him. I mean, we didn't get in the van, and neither did Dane Cook get in the van. They both had good intentions to do so and different reasons not to. But thanks to Dane Cook, even though it's been quite a while since we got together, but I used some audio from our musical collaboration, the original band name, the Van Dwellers. Now the Bobby Bodinco Band, I've switched it to, apparently, or at least that's what I said, which maybe we'll switch again next week. And it's still debatable whether I should be wearing the wig or not. I think that David Alan Greer liked it. Jim Cuddy didn't. So we'll have to find somebody to split that decision. Maybe you guys can weigh in on that. I'm on the social media and stuff. So certainly it's always good to hear from you guys. And I hope I do. But right now I just got to get back on the road. Thanks for listening. Don't know where I'll be next week or who I'll be with. But there was a way I was saying it that made sense last week. It was kind of... Don't know who I'll be with or where I will be, as long as I know you guys are listening with to me? I don't know. I'll work on it. Bye, guys. Alan,